Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Time to play Beat the Limo Guy. Donovan is the guy who won this morning at 8 o'clock. I think he played last year, too. I don't know how he did. We'll figure it. We'll find out. But Justin is joining us from Black Horse Limousine, from Warehouse Live, and from Rise. Justin, what's going on, man?
Not. I just, after a week off, getting back after it, trying to get somebody some free grub and a free car for the holidays.
Well, you're doing that well. You're doing a hell of a job doing that. So let's talk for a second. We never mentioned Rise. What's the prognosis? When is Rise opening?
November 27th will be the first night open.
So Rise is going to be the largest non-sports arena with a retractable roof in the United States?
That is correct.
That is in the United States, the largest retractable roof non-sports venue. How about that? And it's going to
be good stuff.
You've got suites. You've got you're going to do all kinds of music there, obviously, right? You picked a great time to do it too. Well, with COVID, it's awesome. So congratulations there.
The perfect timing on this project, just like it has been for the last 2 years.
Yeah, it's only a two-year project that they've and it couldn't open at a better time when nobody can go there. So that's awesome.
You're
and
a great then friend, John. You know that?
I know. Warehouse Live has also got shows going on. What's going on this weekend?
We got a couple tributes tonight. We got a Billy Idol tribute flying in from L.A. along with a U2 tribute. And then tomorrow night we're doing Halloween with Oz and Friends with Ozzy Osbourne, Judas Priest, and Rat.
Wow, that is
exciting.
Yeah, but this guy's a really good Aussie, isn't he?
He's a really good Aussie. The Billy Idol guy tonight's really good as well. So,
oh, really?
If you got nothing to do, come on down. I'll be down there drinking some Coors Light.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not really. I don't know. When you got your Frank Sinatra tribute band, okay, let me know. And
got me.
Yeah, fly me to the moon. We'll go. Well, then we'll be there for sure. Or Sticks, or, you know, when you bring Sticks in, let me know.
Sticks is coming next weekend.
Is it really?
Sticks and Foreigner.
Sticks and Foreigner tribute bands?
Yeah, and he'll let you know when Michael Bublé's coming in so you can go watch Frank Sinatra, too.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, let's go. I'll be there. I'll be there. And then, of course, Black Horse Limo, which you got somebody going tonight to Del Frisco's?
I had somebody last night went to Del Frisco's.
Oh, it was last night. Went to Del Frisco's, picked them up, took them to Del Frisco's, the $200 gift card, and then they and got the ride home as well. So, I mean, this is what Donovan is trying to achieve, that kind of greatness. And he's with us right now on ESPN 97.5. Donovan, how are you?
Man, I'm doing good. How y'all doing, fellas?
Good. Donovan, you played last year. Did you win?
Yes, sir.
Oh, he beat you last year, Justin.
I don't believe it. I don't remember it. I don't believe it.
Listen, everybody beat you last year, though, so that ain't saying much. So, great. Donovan, what do you do for a living?
Oh, man, I do appliance repair.
Appliance repair. How about that? Lance, when your kids break stuff, get Donovan's number.
I got a refrigerator right now that's an issue, but I'm just saying.
Uh-oh, Donovan. Sounds
already,
like you got
already. Y'all got the number. Just give me a call.
That's it. That's all you need, Lance. You got Donovan right here.
You
can come fix it. The good stuff. Well, that's great. Thank you for your service, Donovan. We appreciate it.
Thank you for your service.
he does provide a service.
He provides a service.
It's already said. It's ready.
He provides a service. That is not an incorrect statement.
Yes. So I'm thanking him for his service. He provides a service. He fixes
to
stuff.
To the appliance industry.
All right. You can go ahead and cash me that $75 service fee.
Thank him that way for a service.
That's how he wants to be thanked. All right. Service fee. So good stuff. Good stuff. So, all right. Donovan, you studied? You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Justin, you ready?
Let's go.
Who's going first, Justin?
I will, since it turned out well last time, I'm going to defer.
He's going to defer. So, Donovan, you get to pick first. Let's go.
All right, I'm going to start out the gate. I'm going to go ahead and take Pittsburgh on the road. I got Baltimore -4.
Yeah, but you want Pittsburgh +4,
yeah,
correct?
So I'm going to take +4, right.
Well, you want Pittsburgh +4. Justin?
Mm-hmm. I am going to take the Raiders.
You are going to take the Raiders. The Las Vegas Raiders are +2.5 at the Cleveland Browns, +2.5. Donovan?
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and take Indianapolis at -2.5 on the road.
It's -3 now, -3.
-3. I'll take that.
Okay. Indianapolis at the Lions is -3. He's got the Colts. Justin?
Let's stick with that game and take the under.
Under 50 in that football contest. Donovan?
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and take Seattle at -3.5 is what I got.
Seattle is 3 now. 3.
Three?
So you picked up a half
I'll
a
take
point.
That. Yeah,
Seattle
I'll take
minus
that.
3 against San Francisco.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Okay. Justin?
Let's go back to his Pittsburgh game and take the under in that game as well.
The under in the Pittsburgh game is under 46.5. 46.5. Donovan?
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and take Tampa Bay on the road. I got 10.5.
Tampa Bay on the road. Tampa on the road at this point in our life. I've got it. I don't have them on the board.
I think it's Monday night.
It's Monday night, and I do not have a line for that, Donovan.
Okay.
Who do they
That's
play?
Off. You got a line,
Giants.
Justin?
I'm like, but who are they playing?
I don't
playing
know.
The Giants.
So why would that game be off the board right now? Who knows?
I don't know, but it's off the board. It's off my board.
Okay.
Justin,
okay.
you don't have a number for that, do you?
I can see if I can look real quick.
But off the board, Donovan. We're going to have to go with that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not on the board right now.
No.
Okay, I'll go ahead and take Tennessee. I got -5.5 at Cincinnati.
Yep. Tennessee's -5.5 at Cincinnati.
I'll take that one.
Justin?
Let's go the Dolphin game to go under with the new quarterback.
Ooh, he's got the Dolphin. He's got a lot of unders this week. So the Dolphins at this point are under 46. Under 46. Oh, he didn't like Tua. All right. And Donovan, your last pick?
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and take the over in the Raiders-Cleveland game. I got 50.5.
Raiders and Cleveland's 50.5. 50.5. Over.
I'm going to take the over.
Right. And finally, Justin?
Let's stay on this under train and take the Saints under.
The Saints, at this point in our lives, the New Orleans football Saints, are under 43.5 against the Chicago Bears. Hey, you could make a living betting unders on the Bears games. And people are. So Justin's got the under on the Bears game, 43.5.
Okay,
Del?
So this is what we have. With Donovan, we have the Steelers +4, Indy -3, Seattle -3, Titans -5.5, over Raiders, Browns 50.5. For Justin, Raiders +2.5, Lions, Colts under 50, under in the Ravens, Steelers at 46.5, under in the Fins and the Rams, lack of faith in Tua. It's disturbing from you, Justin. Under 46 and under 43.5 for the Saints and the Bears. Does that sound correct to both of you?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're good to go.
There it is. Donovan, man, we appreciate it. We'll see if you can't beat Justin again. He knows
all
how
right.
to He knows how to call now. He knows how to get in to be caller number 10. So
already,
he's got
already.
That down. Congratulations. Hey, well, go fix Lance's fridge, okay?
All right, yeah. Sam, give me a call, man. I appreciate y'all, boy.
$75 service call,
that's
Lance.
How you that's thank all. Donovan for his service.
Yes.
With that Cash App.
Right, right. And that's how he wants to be thanked, with that $75 service charge. I can't blame him. And Justin, blackhorselimo.com, warehouselive.com. Is it rise.com? What do you got for Rise?
RiseRooftop.com.
RiseRooftop.com. So there we have it. And if you're looking for that limo, or you're looking for a great way to see Ozzy Osbourne up close and personal, not the real Ozzy, but a guy who does a pretty damn good one, that's tomorrow night. And tonight is all kinds of guys too, right?
Yep, Billy Idol and U2.
Billy Idol and U2. How about that? So you're looking for something to do. Warehouse Live is the place for you. Awesome stuff, man. We appreciate it as always. And congratulations. We'll see you soon.
All right. Have a good weekend, guys.
All right. There's Justin from Black Horse Limo. BlackHorseLimo.com. If you're looking for, you need a ride, airport, whatever it is, BlackHorseLimo.com. All right, 1012 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
I'm in love with the coco. I'm in love with the coco.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Thanks to Justin, the good stuff. Beat the Limo Guy is a big hit. The people love it. And so that continues here on the show. We got a caller, Mark. He's a hangover from the streaming conversation that we were having earlier. He might have a good suggestion for us. What's up, Mark?
Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Good.
Good. So I know y'all were talking about soccer shows earlier on before the segment, the Limo Guy segment. There's two shows, actually, that are really good. One on Netflix about Diego Maradona's time in Mexico. It's called Maradona in Mexico. It's actually two seasons, and you were talking about, or Lance was talking about, Sunderland Till I Die. It's kind of formatted that way, where they take you behind the scenes and everything and tell you all the finances of the club and what they're trying to do, but you just sprinkle on top the craziness of that Maradona brings to the club, especially being in the club being in Sinaloa, Mexico, which is one of the biggest cartel cities in the world, you know. And then the other one is Maradona, which is a documentary on HBO. That's really crazy. That takes you during his time in Naples, Italy. And I know you being Italian, John, it might interest you because, you know, a lot of connection with the mafia and that club and everything going on during that time period in the 80s. A lot of drugs, sex, and alcohol.
Oh,
and then
nice.
On top of that, it's his birthday. On top of that, it's his birthday today. 60th birthday. So happy birthday, Diego Maradona.
Oh, nice. Happy birthday, Diego.
What are the odds he would have gotten to this age, considering his past?
I know, right?
He's outlived the party. He outlived what a lot of people's expectations were.
Party. He had to have a gastric bypass surgery. He was a giant cokehead for a while.
I know.
He had like
that's a yeah, party.
He was like 300 and something. He was upper 200s, and he's not a big guy. Like, he's not a tall guy. So he was like enormous, and all of a sudden he just, you know, they shrunk him down like Al Roker.
Yeah.
He was the Al Roker of soccer.
Yeah, he got really big. But
he was also a madman on the field and off the field. Like, he was kind of wild on the field, too, as a manager and as a player.
Yeah. He just lived a fun life. I love that.
Like, who's considered the
GOAT?
If you're
going to party hard.
Who's considered the GOAT of all time in soccer? I feel like Pele is like maybe a lazy default. Is it Maradona? Is it Messi? I don't think it's actually Cristiano Ronaldo, to be honest with you.
It's Pele.
Consider that. I mean, is it, though? Is it Pele?
Because Messi hasn't won crap.
What?
Maradona is a possibility. Messi hasn't won. Name the last World Cup he won.
He's won Champions League.
Well, what about World Cup?
I got news for you. Champions League is considered bigger than World Cup wins.
No.
Well, now it is. Yeah, Dell, am I wrong?
The World Cup, because you're doing it for country, will always take precedent, will always be considered the greatest glory. But as far as the biggest international title you could ever win, yeah, the Champions League is the biggest tournament ever.
That's like saying the Olympics are bigger than an NBA championship. That's the same thing.
I think people consider the World Cup in soccer a bigger deal than a club title.
World Cup in soccer is watched by half the world.
So is Champions League, John.
No.
Champions League is enormous.
It takes on every other country but us. But it's not World Cup.
John, there's teams. I think it's just as big as World Cup. Just doesn't encompass all the bad teams.
The players are better per team because you're just having the best players in the world playing as opposed
every
to –
Every team is better. It's all-star teams.
Yeah, it's an all-star team because you're paying the best players in the world. But winning a World Cup is the ultimate goal for any international soccer player, because you see what happens at those events when it's your country.
Yeah, your country is huge in every other country. Only here, country's not that big a deal anymore.
Yeah.
But in other countries, yeah, it's huge. But Champions League is equally huge for them. For the players, that's where the very best players are. You don't have to get through a group that includes a bunch of slappies. Like, every team has to qualify for Champions Leagues. It's going on today. You've got Russia playing. There's Greek teams playing, Italian teams playing, French teams playing, and they're all-star teams. They're not just their own countries.
I don't believe Messi not winning a World Cup will be a stain because he played in the final. They've had some disappointments, but he did get his team to a final. So he does have that on his resume. But not having a World Cup title probably reduces him in some people's eyes.
It absolutely does.
John's eyes.
He's a top three
in your
player.
Eyes.
Depending on who you talk to, Messi is going to be in that top three.
There's
a place you can move
him
up.
Who do you think it is? Who do you think are the top three then, Dale?
I mean, I'm just looking at lists because I'm not the historian that other people are. Maradona is one for some people.
Right.
And a lot of that has to, now he was a great club player, but he led Argentina to glory. Mm-hmm. So when you do that for your team, some way say cheating with the hand of God goal, but some people look at that and go, he was the best player, and he led his team to a World Cup title. That means quite a bit. I would probably take Pelé because of the multiple titles he's won. But Messi, Maradona, Pelé, they're all in that mix.
Yeah, I figured those would be the three, and Lukaku.
No, not Lukaku, just because he played for Everton for a little bit.
Or Dominic Calvert-Lewin.
Stop mentioning Everton players.
No. They're terrible. And this conversation is terrible anyway.
Terrible top of the table.
Okay, now who is better, Jordan or LeBron?
Jordan. Easily.
Easily.
But he won an Olympics.
So for whatever reason, I don't know why, There is a draft, a mock draft out already, Lance. And you know what? Houston Texans got to be aware of this. They've actually got a Texans pick for the 67th overall pick, which is where they've got the Texans picking. In the 67th overall pick.
Oh, we're already into the third round. I got you.
Yes. So,
whose mock draft is this? Who's doing this three-round mock draft already?
No. They just got the first round, and then they got teams that don't have a first-round pick. There are three teams.
Okay.
And the Texans are one of them. And the Texans, with the 67th overall pick, will take Ambry Thomas. He is the Michigan cornerback. A tough, instinctive corner, opted out for the season, but was earning some day two grades from scouts this summer. Well, that's my question, too, because here is their list. Of course, Trevor Lawrence is number one. They got Penei Sewell at number two. And who the Giants. They got the Giants taking him. They got Justin Fields going to the Jags. They got Trey Lance, fourth pick to the Falcons. And they got Ja'Marr Chase, fifth. Zach Wilson, sixth. So there's four quarterbacks in the first six picks.
I don't think Trey Lance is going that high. I mean, just from even the quick eyeball test, I'll watch tape and see what I think, but I don't think.
You don't think Carson Wentz opened the door for him?
No, not the way he's playing now. No, but I don't think what Carson Wentz does is irrelevant to me to what Trey Lance is. I don't think Trey Lance is the same player as Carson Wentz coming out. I think you mentioned the other guy who's going to be the second. I can tell you this, Dan Brugler, who I do Pros to Prospects podcast with on The Athletic, he thinks, and I haven't watched him closely, but he thinks Zach Wilson's going to be the second quarterback off the board ahead of Justin Fields.
It could well be. He's good, man. He's really good.
And if I'm the Giants, I'm telling you now, I ain't picking second. I'm trading and hoarding picks.
Yeah, because you can get – somebody wants to come up and get Justin Fields.
Oh, yeah. Or Zach Wilson. I mean, quarterbacks are going 1-2 and might go 1-2-3 in this draft.
Yep. They got Micah Parsons going 11th to the Patriots.
Ooh,
I'm interested to see the opt-out guys. Do you think have you talked to guys and asked them what they're thinking about the opt-out guys?
Yeah, they just said it's going to depend on their combines and individual workouts. The tape is going to be incomplete, so you're going to have to rely on your contacts at the school. How coachable are they? You're going to rely on physical traits like explosiveness, speed, length, size, and then you have to be able to project from tape. And Michael Parsons is not the one I'm worried about. Michael Parsons doesn't have great instincts right now from inside linebacker. But he's also moved positions from running back, so he's still learning. Micah Parsons, I already wrote him up. I gave him a grade over a 7, which is basically the equivalent of like a top 5 grade. Micah Parsons has a ton of potential. You can't outrun him. Micah Parsons may run. He'll run at least in the low 4.4s. He is tremendously fast, tremendous change of direction. He just doesn't have instincts. It's like watching Zach Cunningham play where he doesn't guess the holes right. The only difference is he's a much better athlete, much more physical and powerful than Zach Cunningham. But he's not the guy that I'm worried about. There's other guys who opted out, like Walker Little. Dude, I have no idea on Walker Little. He didn't play 2020. He didn't play 2019. You got to go all the way back to 2018. You physically don't know. Like I've already told, I think I know where he's going to go work out. And I'm going to go up and have to go watch him work out. I want to see what he looks like physically. I want to see his build. I want to see his frame. I want to see how much he weighs. And then after that, I've got to rely on what he was doing as a sophomore. As a sophomore on tape. Walker Little is a tackle from Stanford. So that's going to be really hard because he hasn't played for 2 years.
Yep.
That's a really tough one. And it's not really his fault. I mean, he could have opted back in, but he just already had committed in his own head. I can tell you this, if he would have opted back in, when does Pac-12 start back up?
Next weekend.
See, even 4 games would have been a big deal for me, for Walker Little. See him move, see how strong he is. Even 4 games to me would have been enough. That's all I would have needed.
Yeah. Well, they're going to play more than 4 games. Oh, you mean opt in now and get ready?
No, if he had opted in, I would have had a much better feel for him, which could work in his favor or against him, but more than likely it would have worked in his favor. Here's what I'm concerned about moving forward, guys, is with the injury to Jalen Waddle, because I already heard I think it was Matt Leinart say this on a show. You know, the idea of a player now who's a junior playing 4 or 5 games and then opting out, or half the year, and then opting out of a season so they don't get hurt halfway through the junior season, that is going to be a big no-no for head coaches and colleges. They're not going to want that to be the case. But I'm really worried that after Waddle's injury, if you have one or two more, because you can always get hurt anytime. Like, nothing's changed. Football's a dangerous sport. You have injuries, whatever the case may be. But I'm worried that the new thing is going to be, well, you know what? I'm going to play for a certain amount of games, and then I'm going to, quote-unquote, opt out. Because the phrase opt out is now in our lexicon because of, you know, COVID. And I it would not shock me if you see players start a season, and then at some point in the season decide, okay, I'm healthy, I've got enough tape down, I'm getting out of here, and I'm going to go start my training. Because most of those guys aren't even going to school their second semester anyway. They're working towards a draft. So for them to shut it down, I don't think it's going to be a hard decision for some of them.
No.
For some guys going pro who don't care about school at all, well, they'll just completely shut it down, or until they go ineligible, just stop going to classes, and then boom. Oh, I'm ineligible. Good. I'm preparing for the draft now.
They've got Texas's offensive tackle Samuel Cosmi going in the first round. Nope. They've got Devontae Smith lasting all the way till 28th with the Ravens.
Skinny.
Which I think is pretty low. They got Waddle going ahead of him despite the injury. But he's I think they have him around 17th.
Who is this? Who's doing this?
I don't they got him 16th of the Lions. This is Yahoo Sports.
Eric Edholm, probably.
Why do you call him an a-hole?
Eric Edholm.
Yeah, Eric Edholm.
Yeah, he's good. I like Eric. He does his work.
Yeah. Oh, this is like a little click there in Dell.
Oh, yeah.
The Draftnik click.
Well, we know the guys who do the work and who don't. And Eric, because nothing that he said so far has been that crazy. That's what I was wondering.
But you don't like the Samuel Cosmi pick.
I think Cosmi is a tackle, so there is a good chance he'll go in the first. But he's not very strong. He needs to get a whole lot stronger.
Is this like this little nerd click there in Dell, and like Mike Mayock is their hero?
Well, ask the nerd himself. Is Mike Mayock your hero, Lance?
No, my hero is Gandalf.
You shall not pass.
That's right.
You shall run the ball. No, Mike Mayock.
It is a little insulting when John, of all people, calls you a nerd.
Talks about nerd click.
Their little nerd click they got going on. Ooh, Mike, there's Mike. There's our hero.
John, when I say Thorin, what do you think immediately?
Oakenshield?
Nerd.
I think every rose.
That's a dad joke more than anything else.
Yep, bang. Look what I'm doing right now.
You're dabbing?
I think of...
Boom, yep.
Watch out, Houston. That was a dad joke.
I just dabbed.
I think of Thorin holding up Bilbo, and he's going to toss him over the balcony.
Yeah,
but
same.
Gandalf stepped in. If you don't like my hobbit, put him down and listen first to what he has to say. Dear me.
Why did you just put – who did Thorin Oakenshield and – you just put somebody in a Robert Van Winkle / Vanilla Ice and what's his name who ran Death Row?
Suge Knight.
Yeah, Suge Knight. That sounds like the Suge Knight story. But
Thorin Oakenshield is Suge Knight? He was holding Baggins over a railing or something?
Yeah, Bill, didn't he? Yeah, he was going to throw him over – because he
over
had,
a balcony, he said.
Yeah, there was a well. It was
an
the
apartment.
No, it wasn't an apartment. It wasn't a balcony, but it was like a Middle Earth balcony. Okay,
whatever
it was made of stone.
Is. Yeah.
Okay, and it was actually in the cave that the dwarves had taken over, and where
nerd.
Yeah, where the dragon was, and they got him to leave.
Smiled.
But Bilbo had stolen the big giant diamond that they were all looking for, and so he gave it to the people. And never mind, y'all don't know
but,
nothing about
it. No, I've seen. I didn't read the books, but I watched the movie. He was in the cave with Smaug.
Yeah,
right? The dragon,
right. and he lured him out, and Bilbo had found the diamond.
We're ignoring something. Did Gandalf claim ownership over another living being? Was Gandalf in the slave trade?
Yeah, he said
if you don't
like my hobbit, put him down.
My
He's the
hobbit?
One who found him. He found him.
Yeah, but he doesn't own him.
No, but he found him. He's like, it's like
Red
Murph who found Nolan Ryan.
Slavery.
Yeah, no, if you find him, you get
but
a kind
sure
of keep him.
Whatever. It sounds like I'm going to call Gandalf Robert E. Lee from now on.
No.
Oh, John, are you going to have all your Gandalf statues torn down at your LARPing events?
No, he's not. He doesn't own him. It's his. He found him.
Sounds like it.
He found him. So,
I found Craig DeSerf years and years ago. It was 2008 when I first found Craig DeSerf. Actually, 2007. Known him for 13 years. He's at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. I've got a Chevy Traverse. My wife drives a Chevy Traverse. Blown away by it. I was comparing it to some other crossover vehicles. It's a little bit longer. It's got a little more interior room, and I tell you what, it has all the amenities you could possibly want. I know they have a hard time keeping them on the lot because they sell so very quickly. But you know, they have some offers right now that you have to find out about. For example, they've got a Chevy Silverado 2020 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab LT Texas Edition right now with $6,000 total allowance off for you to take advantage of that right now during truck month. That's a great opportunity. You got a Chevy Colorado, a 2021, $2,000 cash allowance off MSRP, a $750 current competitive owner's allowance, and then another $1,000 off of accessories. There's so many different cash allowances going on right now, but you need to take advantage of this in the month of October if you can while they're still on the books. Go to LanceZCars.com and go shop. Go find out about all the dealer cash backs and the cash allowances and find a vehicle you like, and you can start the car buying experience online at LanceZCars.com. When you're ready to roll out, it's in Angleton, a few extra miles away, but it's a few extra thousand in your pocket. Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick GMC.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and Chevy fan. Silverado, Tahoe, Traverse, or Chevy Cruze, your new vehicle is waiting at Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. We are going to have our Coors Light Twitch episode in the next break. So if you are on Twitch, there's a few people on there. We'll start chatting away in the next break. You guys, whatever you want to talk about, get on Twitch, and I will respond. Dell will leave my mic up, and that's sponsored by Coors Light right here on ESPN 97.5. I've also got a Coors Light commercial coming your way pretty soon. I'm actually kind of excited about it a little bit. Gardner Minshew might not be available when the Texans play the Jags a week from Sunday. Has that put an asterisk next to the game? I think so.
An asterisk next to a game?
Yeah. Because if Gardner Minshew doesn't play, is it really a win for the Texans when they win?
Who's number two for them? Because I remember they were going to go to number two this week if he didn't play well. But he did. Who's their number two?
Yeah, no one knows that. I mean, that's impossible to discern. No one can possibly know who the backup quarterback for the Jags is. Is it Chad Henne still? I'm going to guess
no,
Chad Henne.
It's not Chad Henne because Henne scored a touchdown last week for somebody else.
Gardner Minshew is the only one who's thrown a pass for them this season.
I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah. Does it really matter? Their depth chart has...
Well, yeah, another quarterback.
Mike Glennon. How are you going to beat a Mike Glennon?
Wait, they've got Jake Luton on here, who's a rookie from Oregon State. Is it Mike Glennon?
Mike Glennon is there, too.
They would have had to have added Mike Glennon then.
Yeah, I think, as a matter of fact, didn't they just add him?
I bet they did because of this, because you don't want the rookie Jake Luton starting. Well, unless you want to lose, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Glennon was probably just added.
And, I mean, there's a good chance you pick up Justin Fields, right?
Mike Glennon will go. Yeah, I would think that that's a quarterback there for sure.
Yeah.
So Mike Glennon will go. You can still definitely beat Mike Glennon's ass.
Well, but it has an asterisk.
The stork, the longest neck in the history of football, just ahead of Merton Hanks? Yes.
Right. Well, Merton Hanks had the moves, though. He used that bob. He was a human bobblehead.
Yep.
He was awesome.
The Jacksonville game. So what is the Texans – what are they playing for right now exactly? We know they're not playing for draft positioning. Are guys playing for – I guess guys are playing for jobs right now?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. The next head coach is going to see how you played and you know, and he's going to say, hey,
okay,
hey, Zach Cunningham,
out of the starters. Well, it doesn't matter. You've paid him. He has to keep playing. Doesn't matter.
Right.
You paid him into a
starting position. I guess you got to keep playing him or you play Terrell Adams.
No, you have to pay an $18 million guy.
Well, he'll keep on playing, but, I mean...
Can you believe that Zach Cunningham is going to make close to the amount of money that Ronnie Stanley's making?
Wow. I don't even want to hear it. Their whole structure of everything that they did was wrong. How could you get in that position and do everything wrong? I don't understand it.
Over the second half of the season, we really need to see... At some point, I think we need to see Max Sharping. He's got to try to play and get his confidence back because you need to find out if he's going to be a player or not. He was a player last year, and then this year he can't even get on the field ahead of Senio Kelamete anymore.
And it ain't like Kelamete is just killing it. I mean,
and Max still can't get in.
And he still can't get on. Oh,
COVID, that's right.
Dell and I were both, he's got COVID. He's the one that caught it. So, yeah, but that's a couple weeks. Then you get back out there. Dell and I were talking about what if you're like a backup, like I don't want to pick on him, but Keon Crossan, for example, you're on the worst team for cornerbacks in the NFL and you can't get on the field. Is there any lower bar?
No, but he's also a special teams guy. So
no, I know. But as far as cornerback in the league, I mean, does it get any worse than being a backup that you can't get on the field for the Houston Texans?
You mean that same team that has a third round safety, a second round safety, a first round cornerback? What was Phillip Gaines? Was he third?
Hargraves was the first. Hargraves
was the first rounder I mentioned.
Yeah. What was Bradley Roby?
Roby was a second rounder,
but for
Denver.
Yeah, okay. So
did he end up in the first? Yeah, the draft capital for your secondary was not low. It's not like you got a bunch of guys who were undrafted free agents, and yet these are guys who were let go by other teams because other teams didn't like the way they played.
Yeah.
Now you say, yes, that's what we're looking for.
No.
You are good enough for the Raiders? A bad Raider team, Garen Conley? Yes, let us have that for a third. Whoa.
Wow.
They would have taken a six for him. You sure third.
Third. He was a first rounder. He got to be at least, look, we got over on him. We only gave him a third. Look how we got over on him. You weren't here. I don't know if you were listening. The four guys that are untouchable, according to the Houston Texans.
What do you mean, according to the Houston Texans?
According to a report,
okay.
The Houston Texans have said, you cannot, we will not trade these four players.
First of all, where does the report come from? I'm tired of these bad reports from guys on the internet. That they have a source.
This one came from Albert Breer.
Albert Breer.
So Bill O'Brien says this, okay?
No, I'm not sure that Bill O'Brien said this, but okay.
So Bill's trying to mess up their trade value, okay?
Yeah.
Who is it?
You name him.
All right. Deshaun Watson.
Yep.
Laremy Tunsil.
Yep.
Tytus Howard.
Yep.
And hold on. Justin Reed.
Nope.
Kahale Waring.
Nope. Pretty big name. Well,
Gary Conley.
The biggest
name. It's really JJ?
JJ.
Come on, Cal. What? You mean, okay. So what he just said is the good players aren't tradable.
Right.
We're going to make untouchable the best players, but our bad players are touchable. So make us an offer.
Yeah. So it is, it's unbelievable, but yeah, they will not trade JJ Watt because he's got so much value for the team.
God, that's so stupid.
It's so stupid.
That's so stupid. If the right offer comes, he has to be made available.
Yes, yes, yes. And do it for him. JJ's like, what the bleep? Hey, you guys.
Let me ask you a question. Do you
think
we're going to have
my time here?
Are we going to have
100%? How about if you let me out on parole?
Do you actually think we're going to have 100% capacity at NFL games next year?
Could be.
It's up in the air. I think 50 is probably best case scenario.
No, I think by next September, no, we will. We will definitely have a vaccine that's nationwide.
Well, the latest poll shows that only about 40% of the people are going to get the vaccine.
Well, then they're stupid. But we can't.
Well, but that's a high percentage of people. That means that you're going to keep having coronavirus roll in. And now the other stuff is saying you got like a 3-month run when you have coronavirus. You got about a 2 to 3 month run of your antibodies being able to defend you. So if you're going to get it a second time and people aren't going to be taking vaccines, I mean, I would hope that the number would be much higher.
Yeah. Well, neither here nor there. I think that we're going to have, I'm going to go out on a limb and say a vaccine is going to be available for everybody by next September, and we're going to be at football games. And you know what we're going to be doing? We're going to be drinking Coors Light. We're going to be drinking Coors Light because it is the official beer of football games. That's right, the official beer of football games. So if you're looking for cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing, when you go to a game, I need you to get a Coors Light and enjoy cold. You'll know it's cold. You don't know the other beers are cold. You know it's cold immediately because it's got the Blue Mountains. And it's the official beer of enjoying everything that you do. You think we didn't enjoy a little golf yesterday? Yeah. How did we think we enjoyed it? Coors Light, yeah. Okay. It's Texas chill, baby. It was a little chilly out there. I didn't need to be all that refreshed, but I was anyway. And you know why? Because it's cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. It's my beer. It's Coors Light. Make it your beer, too. Coors Light. Cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. And we got the Twitch Coors Light break. So if you got any questions for me, get on Twitch right now, and you can fire away. I'll be talking to you next on Twitch, brought to you by Coors Light.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Hall of Fame Billy Sims, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Is Lance still here?
I'm right here.
All right. So, news of the weird. You know the Texans' Laremy Tunsil has not allowed a sack in 288 snaps. That's the longest streak right now. Kelvin Beachum is second at 284, and Andrew Whitworth is third at 239. So that's news of the weird? That is news of weird.
We're paying a guy $22 million. It shouldn't be that weird.
Oh, it's weird that a Texan is playing well. I'm sorry. Did you guys see Walmart? It's pulling its guns and ammo from store displays, citing potential civil unrest. Good move, Walmart. Smart move. Smart move. Because at some point you could be looted and all those guns will be in the hands of people. So that's probably the best move. Get your guns out of your stores, people. According to the Prime Minister of Malaysia, in a tweet on Thursday, he said Muslims have a right to be angry and kill millions of French people.
Whoa.
Do you agree or disagree with this?
I'm going to disagree. I'm going to go on the record even.
You're going to disagree with a tweet? Wait a minute.
Kill millions of French people?
You know more about than the Prime Minister of Malaysia?
Yeah, I disagree with his assertion that millions of French should be killed.
Okay. I'm not going to – listen, I'm not a big fan.
So you're going – you're pro-death of millions of people?
If it's the French, are we going to miss them that much? I mean, we'll get over it.
One of the best young soccer players is French.
We'll just get him out of the country then. A man paid for full contact with a leopard in Florida. How do you think that turned out?
Wait, what do you mean full contact?
That he got to go into the cage and have full contact. He paid $150 to a man named Michael Pogge.
So he paid for this. He was not. It was not like a mafia thing.
No, he was not
being fed to by a cartel.
No, Michael Pogge runs what he describes on Facebook as an animal sanctuary in his Davie, Florida home.
Oh, animal sanctuary in Florida at somebody's home. Okay.
Yeah.
Keep going. I'm interested in this story.
So the man paid $150 to be able to go into the cage with the animal, with the leopard.
Death.
Yeah. The big cat mall turner tearing one of his ears in half and leaving his scalp hanging from his head. I think that didn't end. That $150 was poorly spent, if you just ask me on this.
And was he killed?
No, he was survived, but I don't know if his life's worth living anymore. I'm not sure.
He wasn't a great decision maker to begin with.
If I'm going to spend $100, I've got a lot of ways better to spend $150.
So what happened to the sanctuary? Give me two examples of things that you'd rather do with $150 than be mauled by a tiger or whatever it was.
Everything in the world, okay? And then that's last.
What is
everything in the world that I could spend $150 on, and being mauled by a leopard is last.
Let's say you open a gate for $1,500. Would you open a gate and go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? You had to stay in there until a five count and then come right out for $1,500. Would you do that?
No.
I would.
No. You're going to open the gate.
Here's the thing. If you know what you're doing, you can actually subdue them. It's a thumb to the eye. You can go thumb to the eye.
Okay, go. You go. You go, boy, and get your $1,500.
And also carotid, if you know where the carotid arteries are of those big cats.
Yeah, I don't know where they are.
You can grab it. Like
More than half of Americans expect Election Day to be the most stressful day of their lives thus far. Are you guys going to be, this Election Day going to be the most stressful day of your life?
It'll be stressful. I don't know of my life. I think I've had more stressful days in my life.
Dell, what's your most stressful day? The day your dad was going to bring you to Home Depot?
No. The day some girl says I'm going to CVS for a pregnancy test.
That's your most stressful day ever?
It would be, certainly, yes.
Oh, that would be. That would be more stressful than
Election Day.
Even the election. Yeah, that's going to personally affect you immediately.
More than half of Americans say that that's going to be their most stressful day of their life. Well, maybe if Trump wins and they work at a Walmart or any electronics store, it's going to be very stressful.
Well, think about this. I was watching Gary Gulman's stand-up comedy, and he talks about how millennials, he doesn't have any problem with millennials, except the one thing is how they turn the word literally into figuratively. Like, this is literally the most stressful day of my entire life. I'm like, no, it's not. No, it's not. I feel like it's kind of like half the people say it's literally the most stress. That maybe it is, maybe it's not.
Yeah.
But he said his whole point is millennials, like, this is literally the best thing I've ever had.
I know.
The worst day of my life.
All right, we're done. We can't run into the press box just because you're here and you run late, Lance. This is where we say goodbye every day. Y'all have a great weekend, and we will talk to you again on Monday, everybody.
Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.